Well, now to China, where the parliament is gathering today for its annual meetings. And one big headline is that the country is lowering its economic growth target to around 7% for this year. Another headline is that the military budget in China is going to increase by about 10% over last year, up to around $145 billion. That would make China's military spending the second largest in the world after, of course, the United States, which last year budgeted $640 billion for the military. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing and has been following this story. And Anthony, first, why this growth in military spending there?
Well, this comes up every year when they release the budget. And it's been coming up for the past 25 years, during which time China's military has been growing at a double-digit pace. Now, this year is a little bit slower. It's projected to grow at 10.1%, whereas last year's military budget grew at 12.2%. Now, what the Chinese say is that they are playing catch-up with the developed world. Their military is decades behind the standards of the U.S. and other developed countries' militaries. They have had a very large army, which has been mostly land forces, and they're in the process of downsizing that army and shifting to Air Force and Navy. So they're going from labor-intensive to technology-intensive. They have very limited power projection capabilities, and they want to expand that both to assert sovereignty in areas near them, such as the South China Sea, and to protect their global interests, which have grown with trade.
And should this be something that concerns other countries, including the United States, that China is investing in its military in this way?
Well, it does cause unease, particularly among China's neighbors in the region. There's a lack of transparency. A lot of figures about China's military spending are secret. A lot of people believe the true number is a lot higher than is published. And in the past year, we've seen a lot of regional conflicts, such as last year when China moved an oil rig very close to the shores of Vietnam.
Right.
Also sent forces near the Philippines and has also stepped up patrols in areas that are claimed by Japan. So all of these countries in particular are very uneasy about China's military growth and spending.
I want to ask you about another issue that has come up again and again in China. There's been a crackdown on corruption ever since President Xi Jinping took office. And earlier this week, the military announced 14 different military generals in China are now under investigation for corruption. Can you tell us more about that? And is there any connection between that and the increase in spending on the military?
Yeah, think about it. 14 generals put under investigation in 1 week. Last year, it was the highest ranking uniformed military officer who was sacked for corruption. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you, Jeremy, are a Chinese grunt, okay?
Okay.
And say you know that your commanding officer is on the take. He's lining his pockets with public money. How are you going to feel when he gives you an order to go risk your life, right? Chinese officers will tell you publicly that the biggest challenge China faces in terms of combat effectiveness is not their equipment, it's not their budgets, it's corruption.
Hmm.
And, you know, the whole rest of China is convulsed with this anti-corruption campaign. Thousands of officials have been sacked, and the military is not escaping it. The corruption thing is really about loyalty and about combat effectiveness. And they said today at the meeting that this is going to continue for quite some time.
And before we let you go, Anthony, 7% growth target for the economy. Now, the U.S. would kill for 7%. China, that's lowering from last year. What's the significance of that?
Yeah, it's the slowest in 25 years, and they're concerned about letting it go any lower because they've got to keep job creation up. But the reason is they've got to balance speed and quality is this. You know, they've got to maintain growth in the coming decades. And for the past 35 years or so, they've been concentrating on production and they've produced too much and people aren't buying it. So they have to put money in consumers' pockets, get them buying that stuff, and they've got to start paying down costs that they've put off, such as environmental protection. So that's the background to the military budget.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn joining us from Beijing as the parliament in China gathers for its annual meetings. Anthony, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeremy.